I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen. She'll design your wedding gown if you're lucky, and she's the cursed bride of Chucky. It's Watch What Happens Live with Doree Kemsley and Jennifer Tilly now. Live. I am your host, Andy Cohen, live in the Bravo Clubhouse on Beverly Hills finale night with one guest whose voice is one of a kind and another whose accent is a global fusion. She says, dress like there's no tomorrow, and then tomorrow, do it again. Please welcome Real Housewife of Beverly Hills, Doree Kemsley. Great to see you, Doree. And in Hollywood, she works closely with a killer doll, but in real life, she's friends with a woman with a killer side eye, Sutton Strack. Her new series, Chucky, premieres Tuesday on USA and Sci-Fi. It's Jennifer Tilly. Great to see you. I love the Chucky couture, right, Doree?
Thank you. Yes, it was designed by the Blondes.
Oh, I love the Blondes. Yes. They're very good. Now, if you watched the recent LuLaRoe docuseries, Lula Rich, on Amazon Prime Video, you will recognize our bartenders for calling out the company in epic fashion. It's Lashay Kimbrough and Roberta Blevins. Hi, ladies. Great to see you. Have either of you heard from the dreaded Deanna startup since the doc premiere?
No, not at all.
Right. Hey, Deanna. A lot of questions coming in. By the way, I've got the Dodgers-Cardinals game. Updates in my ear. Go Cardinals. Sorry, guys. And we've got PK in the audience. Great to see you. And actually, PK, while I have you, I should say one question we got from everyone was something like this. Mustang Sally said, PK and Mauricio's hysterical takes on Erica's depiction of Tom's accident and medical care voiced what viewers were thinking. Doree, did you laugh because you acknowledge how ridiculous that is or because you were uncomfortable with how the conversation was being played out?
Probably a little bit of both, but I think it was more that in an effort to try and recount the story, I kept sounding ridiculous, and then it was getting twisted, and then, of course, my husband's so funny. So both, we just start laughing.
It was a fantastical story. Were you now, it has come out that Erica was displeased, as you can imagine, with watching that scene. Did that make you feel bad, knowing that she...
No, because she's been displeased with me before, you know, so...
Okay. Jennifer,
yes.
Jared P. said, as a longtime friend of Sutton's, do you admire her Francie Drew sleuthing skills regarding Erica, or did she take it too far?
Well, I have to say, I'm a huge Housewives fan, and it's a lot more fun to watch when your friend isn't always, like, you know, under the hot plate.
Right.
On the hot plate, yeah.
Yes.
But I don't think she took it too far. I think she was asking questions she wanted to know the answer to, and she was very brave, I thought.
Go to WWHL.TV. First poll of the night, and I want both of your thoughts on this. How honest do you feel Erica was this season? Dorit, 1 to 10.
I think Erica was honest.
Okay.
I do.
Jennifer Tilly.
I think I would say probably a 7. And you know, when you're well, because there's stuff you can't say. Your lawyers say, don't say that. So you can't say it.
Right. You guys are giving her a 4 right now.
Oh, dear.
Stay on WWHL.TV. Here's our next poll. Does Lisa Rinna owe Denise an apology? Yes or no? This came up at the finale party at the amazing Chinese New Year's party.
Yes,
what do you think about that?
I do think Lisa Rinna owes Denise an apology. I think she went too harsh. I think she acknowledges that. I don't think she has an issue apologizing to her. They just haven't seen one another.
Well, you know what? That was last season.
Yes.
So apologize now.
Right. Okay. You guys agree? Yes, she does. Now answer this poll. If you were a Beverly Hills housewife, would you have been on Erica's side this season? Yes or no? You were. You've known her for years.
Yes,
you're
exactly.
Friends with her legitimately.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. I have a great friendship with her. I really wanted to support her. I still do. You know, it's a difficult situation.
Yeah.
But for sure, I think that anyone that knows her and that has known her as long as we have, you want to support her.
Okay, the audience is saying no to this one. How would you describe the reunion, by the way?
So intense.
Was intense.
It was intense. It was, you know, the nice thing about the reunion, because obviously we all knew going into it, it was going to be challenging.
Yeah.
And not easy for you, because...
Is that the word challenging, the word of the night?
Yeah, no, I just happened to take a sip of my drink. No, I just drank, actually.
Yes. You know, it was intense.
Yes.
It was intense to be there. It was intense to watch.
Yes.
I, you know, not a lot of people could do what Erica did by showing up, answering the questions that she did. And she answered every question. There were some tough questions.
We got this a lot for you, Dorit. Say it louder. Said, why did Dorit refer to Garcelle as a bully, but didn't call out Erica as a bully, even though Erica was very aggressive towards Sutton?
Well, first of all, I didn't agree with Erica being as aggressive as she was with Sutton. And I think I even said it to her that night. As far as calling Garcelle a bully, I used the wrong word. And I acknowledged this at the reunion. And I really wish I hadn't, because I think everything I had said after that was just lost.
Right.
And I apologized to Garcelle for it. So...
Jennifer Blair G wants to know your overall thoughts on Crystal's freshman season. And did you give Sutton advice when those two were feuding?
Well, I was getting phone calls from Lake Tahoe. And
were you?
Yes, I was.
Really?
And she was like, I don't know. I'm like, calm down. What's going on? I think part of the problem was, you know, you've got all these people that don't know each other and they're in a, you know, in a very tight area. And, I do. In the beginning, I was like, oh, that Crystal. Oh, my gosh. How dare she go after my friend? And then he met her at a party. And I was like, oh, she's really nice. She's so cute.
Right.
It's like, you know, when
that's
you
that's kind of what winds up happening,
yeah.
I have to say.
Yes.
Dorit, your closet is packed with designer labels, but I want to rifle through your pals' wardrobes and see if any get your label of bad. It's time to Dorit them and weep. I'm going to present you with looks from this season of Beverly Hills. Provide your commentary. What did we think of Sutton's kitty cat blouse? You can jump in here too.
I loved it.
And you?
Interesting.
Garcelle giving Hogwarts professor realness.
I like this.
It's Harry Potter professor time, yes.
Erica's oversized tiger blazer with black boots and spiked hair. Dorit.
Hot.
I love the hair.
Okay. Kyle's puffy leopard look. Dorit.
Nice.
Can't go wrong with leopard, as Lisa Rinna would say.
Okay, well, since Lisa Rinna is here in spirit, Lisa Rinna's lime green pantsuit.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, I love it.
I meant I loved it. Did I say, oh, dear?
Okay, what about Crystal's ruffled mini dress?
Oh, great.
Flawless.
Okay. Kathy's straw hat.
It looks nice on Kathy.
That's why she...
Whoa!
She has the beautiful skin because she does not want to expose it to the sun.
Right. By the way, what did you think of Kathy's lampshade hat in the
liked
finale
it less
tonight?
Less than this one.
Okay. Yeah. Garcelle's rainbow fur coat.
I loved it. You know PETA's not going to come after you because that didn't come from any animals.
Right.
Yeah, no, I love it too. And what I love about Garcelle is that she wears a lot of color and it's really so nice to see. And this is one of my favorites.
Looks good coming and going.
Erica's Barbie pink tulle dress.
Oh, so good, right?
Love it. Yes. Love it.
Sutton's exaggerated pussy bow.
Okay. Cat hat comes back.
I was one of the only ones that really, I like this. I thought it looked good on her.
Okay, let's go back to WWHL.TV. Dorit's labels, too much or just right? We've been talking about this a lot this season.
Yes.
You love to wear the labels and all together, one designer.
I love them. I think you're like a fabulous dresser.
Thank you, honey.
You're
welcome.
Too. Oh, thank you.
The audience is saying too much on this
one.
No, not too much.
They don't understand your advanced fashion style.
Thank you, yes. My love. Thank you. And sometimes, you know, a look calls for the head to toe.
Mm. Right, there you go. Mm-hmm. On a scale of 1 to 10, Dorit, Alexi L wants to know how cringy was it when the table went silent during the Erica Sutton conversation tonight?
I remember thinking, you can cut the tension with a knife.
Right. Tonight in the clubhouse, we're serving the official Real Housewives wine collection.
Wow.
Get your red, white, or rosé in time for the holidays at realhousewiveswine.com. It looks like I'm doing something. Let's take questions for our virtual fans. Nicole and Grace from Missouri have a question for Dorit. Yes, ladies. Go
Yeah,
Cardinals.
First off, Andy, go Cardinals. Yes. Yeah. So far, so good. My question's for Dorit. Why didn't you admit at the dinner party from hell that you shared Sutton's reservations about Erica, but instead sort of left her out to dry as the lone one questioning her?
You know, actually, I did admit it. I was cut off by Garcelle, and had I actually had the chance to finish a thought, I did get there. I don't think that it was all about Sutton. It was also very difficult to walk into the party and immediately just start hammering Erica because she walked in very down. And I think that sometimes when you see your friend, they're not in a place where they're as strong as they could be. You don't really want to pummel on them. But I did get out what I did say that night.
Here is Brian from New Jersey with a question for Jennifer. Hey, Brian.
Hi, guys. I just want to say that I love Dorit's fashions, and she's unmatched with that. But my question is for Jennifer Tilly. Jennifer, since you're close friends with Sutton, mm-hmm. and you were at Elton John's Oscar party mm-hmm. With Lisa Rinna and Harry Hamlin, mm-hmm. what was your takeaway on who got whose ticket?
By the way, are you wearing a robe, sir?
I'm pledging yourself to our show.
Wow, he's wearing a robe.
Because it's very, you know.
I'm just trying to look good for Andy.
I like it. He's showing some cleavage. Yes. What was your take on the Elton John AIDS
party? I didn't see a thing. I was in the kitchen the whole time.
All right. Thank you, virtual audience. Johnny Bartoons wants to know if you borrowed your tiara from Sutton Strack.
No, this is my own personal tiara because it has Chucky in it and blood droplets. Her tiaras are a little more girly, I think.
Silshines tweeted, Dorit, why do you think Sutton is continuing to apologize to Erica? Hasn't she apologized enough already?
You know, I think it's Sutton's nature. She just, she wants to mend fences, mm-hmm. you know, so she keeps doing it.
And she's going into season 3. I mean, you can't keep up that animosity forever, really, right? Well, she might be going into
it's only her second season.
Okay, yeah. Yes.
Jennifer Mark N. wants to know,
in case she
be
goes
honest,
into season 3, she wants to have a friend.
How much patience would you have had pushing Sutton around in her wheelchair?
I would not have done it. I mean, I just, hello, there's people for that. Garcelle was a true friend, you know.
Well, Dorit, as a fashionista, you know how to edit. But when it comes to your style of storytelling, your pals have accused you of being long-winded. Tonight, let's get short-winded. Okay, the slot machine in the monitor is going to reveal a random number of seconds. Seconds is what I tried to say. I'm going to pose a question. Jennifer is going to guess whether Dorit will be able to answer the question in the time allotted. Then Dorit will answer against the clock. Okay, spin it, guys. Okay. It's 3 seconds, and the question is, how much of your business success do you feel you owe to PK's self-professed expertise in naming things like Beverly Beach and his monikers for your wedding dresses? Can she answer it in 3 seconds? Okay, Dorit, the clock starts now.
I love that PK and I are partners in life and in business.
Okay. I mean, well, you did it in 3 seconds, but I don't think you answered the question.
I can't answer the question.
All right.
Right there.
Okay, spin the wheel again. PK looks miserable.
You do, Bubba.
Okay, can we get you a cocktail?
I'm
good.
Okay, 6 seconds. Will she? Okay, the question is, what do you think is ultimately the meaning of life? Can Dorit answer this question in 6 seconds?
Absolutely.
Okay, Dorit, go.
My children!
Oh, very good. She did it.
I thought you were going to say shopping.
Spin it around, guys. 5 seconds. The question is, in what way has your BFF Kyle wronged you the worst?
No.
She won't be able to answer it?
No.
Dorit, go.
Ready? She cuts me off at the damn time.
All right, wow, she's doing it very well.
Have you played this
game
before?
She needs is a clock. Okay, spin it, guys. The game is called Let's Get Short-Winded. 2 seconds. Jennifer Tilly, the question for Dorit will be, which one of your fellow housewives has the worst fashion sense? Can she answer it in 2 seconds? Yes, go.
I take the 5th.
Okay, she did. Okay, let's do one more.
She didn't answer it. She didn't answer it, Your Honor.
I know, but
prevaricating.
You know. Okay, let's spin it one more time. Let's get short-winded. 4 seconds. Explain the origin of your unique accent. Can she do it in 4 seconds?
No.
Dorit, go.
My parents have accents. I lived abroad, and that's what it is.
All right, she answered it. Thank you very much.
She just winds it up when it's getting to like half a second.
Well, listen. Yeah.
This is not a fair game.
Dorit, Tyler H. said, since Kyle brought it up with Erica tonight, what do you honestly think of her social media activity during all of this?
I think that it was wrong timing.
Dorit, Mr. Regina George, good Twitter name, dude, said, what was your reaction watching back the phone conversation you had with Kathy Hilton and her not really focused on what you were saying?
That's basically everyday life with Kathy.
Right. Two Santa Fe wants to know, why doesn't anyone call out Kyle for instigating fights between Erica and Sutton?
I don't think Kyle instigates fights. I think Kyle, you know, tries to keep people accountable.
I think Kyle instigates fights.
Okay.
Yes,
well, there you go.
She's like, let's get interesting here. You know, she loves Sutton and she loves Erica, but, you know, she just wants to mix it up a little bit. But 100% she's an instigator.
I'm now noticing
this. Don't at me, Kyle.
I'm noticing the safety pins on the top, I love them.
Well, thank you very much. Yes, I like painful fashion.
Good. Dorit DePearson 1 wants to know, why can't you understand that Garcelle feels like an outsider when the four of you have a name for your little group with the Fox Force 5?
Yeah, but that has nothing to do with the actual group. I mean, it's something outside the group. And, you know, I understand that she feels like an outsider, but when you don't make someone feel that way, and you have always, listen.
You feel that you've been welcoming.
Absolutely, okay. And not only that, I am loquacious, so I am gonna keep going on, but just
no time for loquaciousness now, Derek.
Oh, right, okay.
I gotta get to my mazel of the day. And the reason I cut you off is the mazel of the day goes to you, Dorit, for being such a good sport when I did this while you were speaking at the reunion.
I just wanna say this, Andy, and this is really important. Am I boring you?
You know what? Some people are chronic yawners. Some people are late because of glam. We all have our God-given quirks, right?
Exactly.
I apologize. I'm a yawner. Tonight's shackle goes to Meghan Trainor, who went viral over the weekend for saying that she and her husband have side-by-side toilets in their home, which they use at the same time. I was very into them. Today, what? She clarified that they have only pooped together once. Now, I didn't think Meghan Trainor was a jazz singer, but I'm beginning to think she's into scat.
Oh, Andy.
I know, that was so funny. I'm sorry. And I love Meghan Trainor. I want to thank Dorit, Jennifer, and Lachey, and Roberta for being here. Tomorrow night, Anthony Anderson and Jim Gaffigan at 9:15. We're going to go to the after show right now.
When you choose Organic Valley, not only will you be enjoying great-tasting dairy, you'll help to save over 1,600 small organic family farms who are protecting over 400,000 acres of organic farmland and all the plants and animals that call it home. This is dairy you can feel good about. It's great-tasting, high-quality organic dairy, ethically sourced from small organic family farms. To find Organic Valley Dairy near you, visit ov.coop. That's ov.coop.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
On Twitter with Dorit Kemsley from The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. The reunion starts next Wednesday. Jennifer Tilly's show, Chucky, premieres Tuesday on USA and Sci-Fi. You can see Lula Rich on Amazon Prime Video, starring Lachey and Roberta. Great to see you. Let's go back to our virtual fans. Tina from Missouri has a question for Dorit. Cardinals are up 1-0.
Cardinals postseason baseball and Beverly Hills finale. What could be better?
Nothing.
My question's for Dorit. Dorit, what do you think about Camille talking about you and the other women on Twitter all the time? Do you think she's just trying to come back on the show?
Sorry, Camille who?
Elizabeth and Robin from California, what's your question for Jennifer?
Hey, Andy, Baba Booey.
Baba Booey. Hey. Wow, a Baba Booey with a Sutton roller. How about that?
That's right. That's right. Jennifer Tilly.
Yes.
Katherine Heigl has gotten a lot of flack in the past. What was it like working with her on Bride of Chucky?
I didn't have any scenes with her, and she was very, very... Oh, look, you're doing your soothing roller situation. Mm-hmm. I had no scenes with her, but I did hear that it was a little bit complicated. And then afterwards, I think she was sort of like, oh, Chucky, yes, I did that when I had no choices. So, you know, I'm still doing it, so what does that say about me?
All right. Thank you, virtual fans.
I'm sad because I can't see myself on that monitor. I think I have.
Oh,
to,
yeah.
I'm gone.
Turn that monitor off.
That's
sorry.
Okay. That's all right.
I love it that the guy with the robe is still up there on that monitor.
Yes, he is.
A few weeks back, Dorit confronted Garcelle about what she perceived as little jabs being thrown her way. So I thought we could all step in the ring and duke it out with the Housewives sparring bylaws. Mm-hmm. Dorit and Jennifer, it's time to tell us.
Is it a jab?
Okay, each of you take a
Everybody
pair of
all these games.
Of gloves. Put them on.
They're so cute.
I'm going to present you with things that have been said on Beverly Hills. If it's a jab, punch the air, okay?
What is up with this?
Okay.
Dorit can't put hers on.
Hello.
She needs a dresser.
Sir, there's bangles falling off.
Can somebody help her with her bedazzled boxing gloves?
Aren't there people for this?
Oh, my gosh.
I can help you.
Please, honey.
They're almost as high quality as LuLaRoe yoga pants. They didn't make the LuLaRoe.
No,
they're
yeah,
they're no, fine with me making LuLaRoe jabs
for
right
all it, day Andy. Long.
All day long. Yes. I love it, Andy.
Love
Great.
It.
Keep it up.
How much did each of you wind up losing? Did you?
We,
you did.
Okay,
you
so
two are the lucky ones.
Yeah,
right?
So we got out. We got out. Right. We didn't lose, but we made good money. I will say that.
Yay!
Cheers to that.
Broke even, basically.
All right.
Yeah. With a side of PTSD.
Okay. If it's a jab, you jab the air.
Okay.
Garcelle naming her basic goldfish Kyle. Okay. Crystal is saying that if you don't know somebody in Beverly Hills, they may not be worth knowing, and she does not know Dorit.
Ooh, ooh.
Rinna saying Sutton left her spine at home during the Christmas dinner at Kyle's.
Oh,
come on, Dorit, stand up for my buddy.
Kyle saying the seals on the beach were posing like Dorit.
They're all
Sutton
jabs.
Referring to the finger Erica put in her face as a doo-doo nail. Kathy pronouncing Dorit's name like Dorit.
Definitely not a jab.
Not a jab. Erica's saying she was being nice to Sutton simply because she didn't want to ruin the girls' trip.
That was sweet of her.
Garcelle saying Dorit commits to her brand so much that they're screaming.
What? What?
Sutton's now iconic quip to Crystal, jealous of what? Your ugly leather pants?
Knockout, KO.
Kyle telling Ari Amlin that she was the same age as Amelia when she had her first kid and it could happen to him.
I don't think it's a jab.
No, it's just it's in life.
Yeah.
I want to thank Dorit, Jennifer Tilly, and Louise from Little Rich on Amazon Prime, streaming now. For more, click on BravoTV.com. Good night, everybody. Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Murder on My Mind, a new podcast available exclusively on Wondery Plus, explores the circumstances leading up to the murder of two young men and the mistrials of the man accused of killing them. Up-and-coming rapper YNW Melly gained notoriety in the hip-hop world for his shocking lyrics and criminal exploits. When two of his best friends were gunned down in a drive-by shooting, investigators suspected the young rapper staged the scene. But after not one, but two trials that ended in hung juries and new evidence that may place YNW Melly at the scene of the crime, his trial has been paused indefinitely. With countless twists and turns, Law and Crime covers all angles of the case and begs the question, is this young artist the victim of a witch hunt or a silver-tongued devil who's evil to the core? Listen to Murder on My Mind exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Once upon a beat! Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me, DJ Fuse, and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the New Kids and Family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Once Upon a Beat.